This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
The most diverse sound for the most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Bang. You are on Joy 94.9. This is Hide and Seek, your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self. My name is Andrew. The apprentice over the desk for me tonight is Patrick.
Heyo.
And joining us on the line from... You may know her from various programs like Her Society, The Hump Day Crew many years ago, but most recently on Wednesday Breakfast Rise Up. Ginny, good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek.
Good evening, boys. Thank you for having me.
That's all right. I know you're very busy at the moment, and we'll get onto that a little bit why later on.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk to you about the Melbourne lesbian scene. Where's it at?
My favourite topic, Andrew.
The gay boys, of course, have got a few venues on the north side, a few venues on the south side. But as far as I know, and you may be able to correct me, but there's no real hub of activity, is there, for lesbians in Melbourne?
No, there definitely is activity, but unlike lucky gay boys, unfortunately we don't have, like, a regular gay bar or lesbian bar that... We used to have a venue called the Glasshouse, but that obviously closed down a couple of years ago. The owners kind of shut shop on that one. But we don't have a gay bar, a lesbian bar, that's the regular hangout. But we do have regular lesbian events like your One Nighted.
And so what impact does that have, not having a social hub, what impact does that have on the community and the capacity to interact with each other?
Well, years ago, I think about 4 or 5 years ago, when the Glasshouse, was just hanging around, there was only the Glasshouse and a couple of lesbian nights running. So I remember a lot of the girls used to flock to one, and some of the events would get like up to 1,100 girls, which, you know, the Melbourne scene has not seen before. At least I haven't seen it for the past 10 years that I've been out. And now that there's so many one night events out, like there's your big ones, there's your little ones, and all for different genres. You don't get that amount of girls to the one party anymore. So it's actually really different how eclectic the Melbourne lesbian scene is, and the fact that girls are now going to all these different events as opposed to the one where they used to kind of flock at.
So, Ginny, with when you've got the one-nighters, obviously, though, and you were talking about earlier the fact that... You've got more of a, I suppose, the people able to go to what they like in terms of genres, though. Do you find that because, I mean, we don't have that concentration, that it ends up that you have to kind of find out things from other people? Because I suppose being a one-night event, it becomes very difficult to kind of socialise unless if you go to that one all the time and you've got to get the variety.
Absolutely. Yeah. See, I am generally, well, luckily I work at Joy, so I kind of find out firsthand. I've spoken to a lot of girls in the community who don't know about the bigger events unless they hear from someone, which is really interesting. And even about Joy, too, like I speak to the girls about Joy, and some people still haven't heard about it, which I find fascinating.
It is interesting, isn't it? And I suppose that brings us to, well, I suppose actually one other question. Can you briefly describe to us the female spectrum? Because the female lesbian spectrum, because here we have... In the gay world, we've got bears, we've got twinks, we've got otters and a whole range, you know, muscle boys.
We were really, really busy with that label maker, weren't we?
Yes, we were. But as a gay boy, I don't really know the different types of lesbians. Are there some key stereotypes that we can...
Oh, absolutely. Look, I know that when I say these words, I'm going to offend, like, probably every feminist. So if the phones do go off, boys, I do apologise. But the three words that I describe the lesbian scale, you start with your butch, then you go to your butch, then you go to your feminist.
Right, okay.
So butch is obviously your, I guess, your I've got to be careful how I word this, your extreme version of your tomboy, like slightly more conventionally masculine looking woman.
Yes.
And your Butch is like your smack bang in the middle of the scale, where you have like your tomboy yet kind of still girly girl.
Ooh.
And towards the other end of the spectrum, you have your lipstick lesbian. So that's your traditionally feminine girl who wears her makeup, her dresses and her heels. And then in between, you have little ones like, you know, your Bull Dyke, which actually that's your Butch, really. So they're the three main ones.
So how do we, as a community radio station servicing the GLBTI communities, attract the full range of lesbians on air?
I think we need to take Joy to the girls, because I think the boys know about Joy a lot more than the girls. I mean, that's my experience. Like, if you speak to the guys, they're like, oh, yeah, I've heard of Joy. I don't know if it's the music or I don't know if the boys are more active on Joy or they've got more access. I actually don't know. I think with the girls, we've got to take Joy to them for them to know about it, because, like I said, not many girls know about Joy, and it's fascinating.
Do you think it's also the double-edged sword, the fact that we were talking about earlier that we do have, for gay men, there's a concentration of venues, whereas with the lesbian scene, because you've got these one-nighters and everyone has to find out something from Joy and stuff, that maybe that's not an advantage that's being taken across, taken up? That's
absolutely, Patrick. There's no hub, like you said. There's no main bar that we can go to. And we can go, oh, Joy. So some of these events, I mean, some of them have advertised on Joy, some of them haven't. So the event runners are probably not even aware of Joy. So it's actually quite interesting in that way.
Well, look, I'd be down for that. I always love lesbian events because I get mistaken for them so often. So I am totally down with bringing that message out there as well, alongside all of us.
It's always good to have a lesbro hanging around.
I do like being a lesbro. Yeah.
And Ginny, sometimes we hear that, you know, various people put theories ahead that, you know, because females are potentially more likely to be raising children and come out later in life but have got a family or feel obligated, I guess, to assist their parents in their aging, for example. Does that, do you think, cause any sort of barriers, or is that just barriers to participating in community?
Well, I also find too with just running lesbian events as well that the lesbians seem to settle down quicker. I mean, you've heard of the lesbian U-Haul joke, like, you know, what does a lesbian bring to a second date, a moving van? But it's true. I've seen, from the past 10 years, and I've been around on the scene, I've seen girls move quickly in their relationships. So they go on the scene for like 5 minutes and they quickly go off when they meet someone, and they'll come back on again and go off. So it kind of ebbs and flows that way. So I think obviously that does affect the participation rate in any kind of community thing.
Well, hopefully they're all things that we can, as a community radio station and highlighting this on World Radio Day, we can work towards and put in strategies to help overcome some of those barriers.
Absolutely. I think that would be a great thing, because I'd love, you know, Joy is such a great medium of communication of all gay news and all LGBTIQ-related issues that are relevant to everyone. So it'd be great to get it out to the girls, because I think they would find Joy a reliable source, as I do.
How did you start here?
I started here, I think, a good 7 years ago. It's I just stumbled across Joy because back when Commercial Road was like the real hardcore happening hub of Melbourne, they had a little cafe there that had all the gay magazines. And I remember reading a magazine and there was a Joy ad there. I was like, oh, Joy, we have a gay radio station here. How cool. And I remember a couple of years later, I wanted to find this radio station where it was. So I Googled Joy and they had like an ad for what was back then our Taste of Radio course, but back then it was Cert 3 in radio broadcasting. So I applied for the course and I got in, and since then I've kind of been on Joy ever since. Although when I did apply for Joy, I didn't want to be on air. I wanted to do everything but go on air. I wanted to do the rubbish.
That's a common story.
Yeah, and then the program director at the time, Leanie, was like, yep, you're going on air. I'm like, no, I'm not. She's like, yes, you are. So I think I threaded a couple of shows. She put me on daytime and I kind of have never looked back since.
Oh, yeah, and that's been amazing, that. I mean, I listen in on Rise Up, and I just have the best time listening in on Rise Up as well. It's a good Wednesday morning. It's a good Wednesday morning.
Thank you. That makes me very happy to hear. I'm kind of glad I'm more than my mother's listening, for starters.
Oh, nonsense. You've got a lot of people who listen in.
Oh, great.
Now, Ginny, you are flat out at the moment, so thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
What are you flat out doing?
Well, my company has brought the No Hate campaign to Australia, which has been an honour to bring the boys here. And if you haven't heard of the No Hate campaign, it's a not-for-profit campaign started 5 years ago. It's Proposition 8, which was passed in California, it banned same-sex marriage in 2008. So Adam Bousquet and Jeff Parsley, those two boys, started this campaign. If you've seen photos out of people wearing tape over their mouth with No Hate written on their face, it's all about standing up for equal love and human rights and ending all forms of discrimination. So they've come to Australia for the first time, and we're shooting publicly on Saturday. So we've had a few press things to do over the past couple of days, and it's just been amazing to see the support from different celebrities, from A-graders to B-graders to C-graders. I don't know if I feel comfortable calling them that, but all these different people just jumping on board and making a statement.
And there's a lot of buzz around Saturday already.
Yeah, it's kind of really good to see, and and there should be, because this campaign is just, I mean, I think it sells itself, and the fact that so many people are jumping on board goes to show that we in Australia really, at the moment, we really need that kind of sense of community, and no matter what sexuality that you are, no matter what background, no matter what gender, no matter what race, this campaign is all about ending discrimination and ending all hate. So everyone bonding together this Saturday is just, it just brings such joy to my heart, and I'm glad you're a big supporter of it too.
And you did a photo shoot in Sydney on the weekend?
Yeah, we shot for the first time at Fair Day, so that was the first Australian shoot No Hate did. And it was actually one of their biggest turnouts for an international shoot, because we got over, I think, 120-odd people, and that included the Lord Mayor of Sydney, Clover Moore, as well. There was Alex Greenwich, who was the first gay MP to get married in Canberra before Tony Abbott came in and said, no, you're not going to do that. So, you know, people like that just standing up and you know, posing for the campaign goes to show that, you know, there's a lot of statements to be made, and this country really needs to kind of rethink where it's going in terms of marriage equality.
So for our Sydney-siders listening on Star Observer Digital, do you think you're going to get more people at the Melbourne event or the Sydney event?
I'm saying this because I'm a Melbournian, and I love my home city. I think we're going to kick Sydney's ass in terms of turnout, because we had, I think on Facebook, we had 250 RSVPs for Sydney and we got 120. Currently Melbourne, I mean, we're on Thursday at the moment, we're on just over 400, and, you know, that's double the RSVPs for Sydney almost, and I reckon we'll get double the turnout. And I know people who are going to it have not RSVP'd yet, so I'm quietly confident that Melbourne's going to, well, cream Sydney on this one.
So how do we get along? Give us the plug.
Well, it's at the substation in Newport, so it's
right,
One Market Street, Newport. It's over the bridge, so we're shooting there from 1 p.m. And all you have to do is you got to wear white, come camera ready. That's hair and makeup done. We supply the No Hate tattoo and tape. So when you get there, Adam moves really, really fast, so the line won't be long. Even if it is, he'll move very fast through it. So come there, be ready, 1 to 5 p.m. and, you know, make a statement and for marriage equality.
Fantastic. So right across Saturday afternoon from 1 to 5 at the Newport substation, this coming Saturday the 15th, get your photo done for No Hate.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Andrew,
Ginny,
for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Hide and Seek.
And, thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Ginny. It's always a pleasure.
And we'll catch you on Rise Up next Wednesday morning. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us so far this evening.
Oh, no, it sounded for a minute like you were going to kick me off air.
No, I wasn't doing that. I was just roughing that little segment up.
Thank you.
And but coming up next is going to be Mr. Aussie-licious, so you'll be able to talk Sydney a bit with him.
Oh, that'll be fun.
But you are on Hot and Sick on Joy 94.9 and on Star Observer Digital.
Your sex, sexuality and gender diverse digital radio station.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.